This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. Okay, Best of LA Theater 2019, Part 2. Last week, I shared plays that tackled race head-on. This week, one last favorite production that made an audience confront how race haunts our national drama from an unlikely source, the Getty Villa. With the Getty's mission to do only Greek and Roman plays, you'd think they might hide safely behind the Statue of Antiquity, but even though they are only producing one fully realized production a year, the Getty Villa has offered complicated ways to cast the classics. With this year's adaptation, The Heel, by playwright and director Aaron Posner, an old play that traditionally is populated by white men was reinvigorated by both race and gender. Mr. Posner rewrote a Sophocles classic and recast the white son of Achilles as a black daughter. Odysseus was cast as a black general, and the chorus was a trio of races. Suddenly, a stodgy old tale became vital. Gender was the other common theme to the best plays of this year. Alana Dietz brought The Wolves to light at Echo Theater Company. A girls' indoor soccer team reveals the complicated lives of teenagers through the weekly routine of a pre-game practice. Like many of the plays on this year's list, this play is just the latest chapter in a longer journey. Miss Dietz has directed a string of plays at the Echo, including Dry Land and A Small Fire, that have provided tender, poignant, and fierce windows on the female experience. If you don't know her work, you should. Brazilian director Christiane Jatahy was welcomed by Red Cat for her take on cinema, theater, and Chekhov. What if they went to Moscow? Was her take on Chekhov's Three Sisters, led by a trio of amazing actresses. Miss Jatahy is an artist that Los Angeles discovered through Mark Murphy's vision at Red Cat. Like the Worcester Group, LA audiences got to know not just one piece, but a body of work. I hope, as Red Cat changes leadership, Angelenos don't lose this window to the rest of the theatrical world. Closer to home, the Odyssey Theater produced Maria Irene Fornes' classic Feifu and Her Friends. This isn't an easy play. It took over the Odyssey and had an audience traveling backstage and experiencing the narrative as it unfolded around us. Director Denise Blazor filled the theater with 8 complicated female characters who brought Fornes' poetry to life. It's sad, in 2019, that a play headed up by 8 complicated female characters is noteworthy. But it is. What tied the best plays of 2019 together was more than race, gender, and politics. All these plays were part of a years-long journey. Whether it was Cornerstone partnering with community, or directors like Greg T. Daniels, or Alana Dietz, or Nancy Keystone returning to the same subjects through a variety of plays, or even the Getty Villa grappling with bringing an ancient heritage into a new century, the best of 2019 filled LA stages with stories that helped us grapple with our challenging world. Let's hope that LA theater remains challenging in 2020, and maybe our world less so. Happy New Year. This is Anthony Burns opening the curtain on LA theater for KCRW.